You've got attuned to KKCR, Kauai Community Radio, and that is the last track out from Shoots, a song originally penned by Iggy Pop and David Bowie, giants of rock and roll in the 20th century. Sad to see David go. Iggy's still slithering across the stage somewhere in the world. Hey, it's just after 4 o'clock on this part of the world. It may be a different time where you are, but you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. This is Jonathan J. I'll be coming back in a minute with Out of the Box. It's a weekly call-in issues, discussion, opinion, information show. Happy that you're choosing to listen to this afternoon and spend your afternoon with us here at KKCR. Appreciate that. Gonna thank the fine, fine underwriters who, like you, help make this station thrive. So mahalo nui loa to, let's see what we got here, computer, cart, there we go, Kalaheo Chiropractic, Ching Young Village, Bikram Yoga, and hey, check it out.
Kalaheo Wellness Center, natural pain relief services, providing gentle chiropractic acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, postural training, cold laser therapy, and spinal decompression. Open Monday through Friday, now a second location in Kapa'a, 822-0711, or Southside Center at 332-5580, or online at kalaheochiropractic.com.
Ching Young Shopping Village proudly supports Kauai's community radio by underwriting this program. Ching Young, the heart of Hanalei. Mahalo Jeff Culverhouse for your support.
Bikram Yoga Kauai, located in Kapa'a, provides authentic Bikram Yoga. A 90-minute beginner series is practiced in a heated studio with newly remodeled hot showers and changing rooms. All levels welcome. Improves physical health and overall well-being. Boutique open and classes available 7 days a week. KauaiBikramYoga.com or 823-9642.
KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming, or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to KKCR.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
In addition to the recent passing of David Bowie, we also mourn the loss of Glenn Frey of the Eagles. Not only was it a bunch of great music, Glenn actually was a huge original heavy lifter here at the radio station. I wasn't here back in the day, but it's my understanding that before KKCR ever went on the air, the Eagles threw a gigantic sold-out concert in Oahu, and they dropped down $30,000 to help get Kauai Community Radio up and off the ground. So mahalo nui loa to you, Glenn, and the rest of the Eagles. Really appreciate everything that you did. If you hadn't made that investment in community then, we wouldn't be here today. So deeply appreciate that. And thanks to everyone who helps make the station thrive.
Expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
That's right. So, Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon here. It's just after 4 o'clock in Hawaii Standard Time, if you can believe the clocks. It's, I think, January 21st, according to the Gregorian calendar, in about 35% of the world. But 65% of the world is already in tomorrow. So for folks who are tuning in live from elsewhere in the world, say Tokyo, Japan, let's see, we got all kinds of folks from around the world. Wow, nice. Jasper, Georgia, Stanford, Connecticut. Those folks are still stuck in, or no, they're actually already in tomorrow. See, isn't that crazy? All these freaking time zones. And I was just listening to the Garden Show a couple of days ago, and I heard Paul Massey mention that noon in Hilo doesn't happen, or noon here on Kauai doesn't happen until about 20 minutes after noon in Hilo. And all of Hawaii, the time zone, is actually keyed into a spot several hundred miles east of the islands completely where there's nobody. So by the time it's actually noon on Kauai, like when the sun is in the middle of the sky on the meridian of the due south north axis, it's already like 40 minutes past the hour of the Hawaii Standard Time Zone. So time is a very strange thing. And wanted to be able to talk a little bit about time today. There's a lot of different ways to look at time, and so we're going to explore a couple of them. But the theme of the show today is time to get involved. There's so many things happening around the island and in the community near you. There's so many different opportunities for you to get involved, for you to plug in. Hey, you know what? It's a beautiful day. I'm glad you're listening to the radio, but this isn't just supposed to be entertaining. And I know sometimes my jokes aren't that funny, but we're also trying to actually give you information that you can use to plug in and help shape the world. If you engage with the people around you, if you plug in, if you approach the world as you see it with an open heart and an open mind in a compassionate place, and you add your energy in support of the things that you think are good or sound or beneficial to others, whatever motivates you, there will be consequence from that. So there's a bunch of different projects going on that I'm aware of, and I would love for you to share your mana'o about what you know going on, because I sure don't know everything. But I do know that the Ahupua'a Councils of Puna Moku, this is the Moku of Puna on the east side of Kauai, basically from about Anahola down to Tree Tunnels or Haupu Range south of Na'awiliwili Harbor, basically the whole east side. That is the Moku or the district of Puna. And Puna means an upwelling of water as a spring. So, and the reason it's called that is because in the east side of the island, the way the trade winds come in from the east-northeast with all that moisture-laden air, when they hit the pali, when they hit the mountains in the interior, it rains. And that rain percolates down through the ground and bubbles up as springs all across the east side. So that's why the east side is called the Moku, or the District of Springs, Puna Moku. And they are having elections for each and every one of the Ahupua'a, the individual watersheds that make up the district, the Moku of Puna. And there's 13 of them. Let's see. I've got this piece of paper right here. I have a map. I'm going to unroll this here, and we'll see. Okay, so if you live in Kipu or Kipukai, that's then south, down by the Haupu Ridge, if you live there, or if you live in Haiku or Niamalu, or Na'awiliwili, or Kalapaki, or Hanama'ulu, or Wailua, or Olohena, or Waipoli, Kapa'a, Kealia, or Kamalo Malo'o. If you live in any one of those places on the island, you, and if you recognize your kuleana, your responsibility to aloha and malama aina, to love and care for the land, if you think those are important things, if you want to work with neighbors in your community to elevate and rediscover the traditional Kanaka Maoli, the Hawaiian indigenous philosophies of land preservation and resource use. If you think that's an important thing and you want to get involved, and you want to find out who you can work with to bring those issues forward, well, then you are invited to the Punamoku meeting. They're going to have it on February 14th, and that's a Sunday, the second Sunday in February. It's a day for lovers. It's also Valentine's Day. So if you love someone and if you love the land, then February 14th, mark that on your calendar, because that Sunday evening at 4:30, there's going to be a potluck at the Kapa'a Library. And then and you can also see who the nominations are for the individual ahupua'a, the individual watersheds. There's 13 of them. And they're going to be looking for 13 teams of leaders, 13 po'o leader for each ahupua'a. And if we can fill all of those 13 seats, that would be dynamite. And if they can get an assistant, a po'o hope, like a helper, one who comes after, that would be wonderful. So if you know someone who has traditional, customary, or generationally preserved knowledge about sustainable use of land and natural resources, then you should nominate that person. And you can send your nominations by email to jjkawaii@gmail.com. I'm collecting nominations for the different po'o, the different leaders of each ahupua'a. And then the nominations will close at 5 o'clock on Sunday, February the 14th, at the Kapa'a Library. And then they promptly will begin going about the process of selecting the po'o for each of the ahupua'a, selecting the leaders for each of the watersheds. And then after they've hammered that out, all of the watershed leaders will get together and decide who they want to have for their leadership team for the whole Moku of Puna, the whole district of springs as of water. So there is an opportunity for you to plug in. I'm going to put some music on and we can listen to that. If you have an opportunity for people to plug in, to engage, to get activated, hey, give us a call here at area code 808-826-7771. Standing by to take your call. There we go. This is a Bowie song I wanted folks to hear off of, also off of Diamond Dogs, Big Brother.
Someone to blame us, someone to follow. everyone you feel everywhere. Lord, I think you overdose if you knew what's going down. Someone to blame, someone to
Oh dear, don't know why David dropped right there, but that was Big Brother from Diamond Dogs. And just had a nice chat with our wonderful volunteer coordinator, Dove, who has been assisting me with phones over the last couple of shows. And we each agreed it sure would be great if someone from the listening audience would like to come in and step up and help make this show a better show by joining the team. It would be really great to have somebody in the studio all the time who could answer the phones, because sometimes people call in and I don't have enough arms to answer it. And so I apologize for that. I will make a greater effort to answer the phones more. And if you think this would be a better show, if there was someone answering the phones more effectively, please plug in. It's time to get involved. Be the person that you want to have help the radio move along. It's a community radio station. It's all live. If you've ever listened to like NPR stations where they talk about, oh, this is Terry Gross with Fresh Air. This show was produced by such and such, underwritten by such and such, edited by so and so and such, coordinated, volunteers, blah, blah, blah. Hey, you know what? This is like a one person show, and it would be better if it were two, and that person might be you. So phone lines are open, 826-7771. That's area code 808-826-7771. How else can you get involved? Well, KIUC is having elections. That's our Kauai Island Utility Cooperative. Someone answering just right there. I've picked you up, put you on hold, caller, and I'm going to just finish with KIUC, and then we'll get right to you. KIUC, the Kauai Island Utility Cooperative, is having, again, their annual elections for the Board of Directors for KIUC. KIUC, if you don't know, it's the island's nonprofit cooperative electrical, grid operators. And every year they have elections for three new Board of Directors positions. There's nine all told. They each serve three-year terms. And this year, Carol Bain, who is an incumbent, has been renominated. Mina Morita, who is the former chair of the PUC, the Public Utilities Commission. Calvin Murashige, who is also an incumbent presently sitting on the board. Bill Peterson, who I believe ran last year and did fairly well for the first time. And Jan Ten Bruggenkate, who is also an incumbent who has been nominated. He, I believe, is the chair of KIUC. So their elections are coming up. I'll check in with KIUC.coop and get a little bit more information about when. But let's take this caller here and see what we got. Aloha, caller. You are on the air. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Out of the Box.
Aloha.
Aloha.
This is Alan. Yeah, I just wanted to call you up because you sounded like you're not getting enough communication over there at the radio station. I just wanted to call you and tell you how much I appreciate the programs and the service that you guys provide for us here on the beautiful Garden Island, Kauai.
Oh.
We are so grateful, and I love the music. And I just told my buddy Evan, who I'm driving home from work with, that I used to always miss hearing David Bowie on the radio, and it's too bad he had to die to get him, back on so much. I'd hear songs, but I'd hear them very, infrequently, and I love David Bowie. So
yeah, I agree with you.
Glenn Frey and all the musicians that have gone before us, now you didn't mention you're a guitarist, you're a musician.
I sing. I love to sing. I never could play instruments too well. I can sort of strum along a little bit and like maybe some bongos. I could do bongos.
Oh yeah, drop percussion. Amen.
Yeah.
Good. Well, my name's Alan Bertolino. I play in the community orchestra. We got a concert. It's in May. I believe it's May 13th, but it's tentative at the moment. But we'll definitely be in touch when we get a date, and have you guys give us some airtime and advertise for us. So we had a really good one, the concert, I love to play and I love to sing too. I sang in the Kauai Chorale for 2 years. Then I sang with the St. Louis Choir over in Kapa'a for 3 years. And I'm singing with the jazz band this spring over at the community college. So I'm really enjoying that. And did you get a chance to sing with an organized group?
What was that last part?
Did you get a chance to sing with the group?
You're breaking up a little bit. Are you saying?
Oh, sure. No, I'm not. We're not driving. We stopped. Do you get a chance to do you sing in a group?
You know, I used to sing in a band back in Seattle back in the day, but it's been quite a while. Sometimes the Malamapono All Stars will let me join in, and that's always nice.
Oh, that's cool.
But
yeah.
What was the name of the community orchestra that you were talking about a second ago?
Oh, so Sacred Earth, and then the Kauai Chorale. Just think about the Kauai Chorale. In fact, I'm gonna look into that tomorrow. I'm going down to the community college, and while I'm down there, I've got a contact for the Garden Island Choir, and a name. I'm gonna make a call. I haven't sung with them since 2009, but I wanted to get that again. I enjoyed it. It's organized. It's fun. It just meets once a week.
Sure.
And they do good music. So it's fun. But please come to our shows this spring. You know, they'll all be sometime around the second week of March, May, pardon me. And as time moves forward, one of us will get back in touch. Probably me and ask you to give us a little airtime and advertise for us.
Well, you know, as your community radio station, KKCR is happy to provide exactly that kind of service. So thanks for calling in, and good luck with your concerts preparing for that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'll keep in touch. And thanks for that. Thanks for all you do on the program and on the radio.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate that.
Aloha.
So the phone lines are open again. If you want to call in, that's area code 808-826-7771. Time marching on. Yes. So what day is today? It's the 21st here, but in most of the world, it's already the 22nd of January. In the Gregorian calendar, on the Orthodox calendar, those guys never did add the extra days in that they were missing from the sloppy leap year format that they had, which was the same one that Marge Dente talked about a couple weeks ago. They were scrupulously adding one day in every 4 years. But it turns out that the year around the sun, the orbit of the Earth around the sun, is closer to 365.24 days than it is 0.25. And it's not a big difference. It's only like one day every 100 years. But, you know, 8 or 9 or 12 or 1600 years later, you're 8 or 9 or 10 or 12 or 16 days off. So, the Orthodox calendar, the Orthodox Church, they never went along with Pope Gregory's reforms back in 1585. They never added the extra days at that time. And so they're still on January 8th. So, Happy New Year to all of our Orthodox brothers and sisters. In the Muslim calendar, they are not even in the same year. That they're not in 2016. They're in the year 1437. And they are dating, that's 1,437 years since Muhammad moved to Medina in what, you know, the Christians call 622 AD. So that was, you know, they're like almost 1,500 years into their calendar. So you're like, oh, 2016, that's like, they're like 600 years apart. That's a big difference. Well, it's not such a big difference. The Hebrew calendar, they're in the year 5776. Today is not the 21st or the 22nd or the 8th or 9th of January. It's the 11th of Shavat. They had their new year starting back in September. You know, there's no actual beginning or end to the year. The orbit is round. So it's kind of an arbitrary thing. You just pick where you want it to start. The Chinese New Year is coming up. That's going to be on the 8th of February. They start every new year on the first new moon after the autumnal, no, after the winter solstice. So sometime December 21st, 22nd, the first full calendar month starting on the new moon after that. So that's going to be in February, and this is going to be the year 4713. According to the Chinese calendar, it's going to be the year of the red fire monkey. So all you other fire animals and all you other different kinds of monkeys, get ready, get set, because here comes another monkey, another fire monkey year. Let's see, what else? The Roman New Year. Well, we have sort of an inherited calendar from the Romans, but it's been tweaked, edited, and updated. What you call upgraded a couple times. And so in the Roman calendar, they only had 10 months. I think I spoke about this a couple weeks ago. They only had 10 months in their calendar, beginning with March. March 1st is the beginning, the start day of the old Roman calendar. I think it's because they were a very militaristic society, and as soon as you could start marching, they were ready to start the year. I don't know for certain about that. But they only had 10 months in their year, and, you know, September, October, November, December were the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th months of the year. January was named after Janus, J-N-U-S. He was the god of portals and gateways. If you've ever seen a statue of him, he has his a face on the front and the back of his head. He can see behind and before him. So he was the god of the portals, the place that you pass through, and he could see into both sides. I think in the ancient Roman conception of the calendar, January came after the end of the year. It was a season that was outside of the calendar, kind of like a gateway month that you pass through after the end of the year to get towards the beginning of the new year. February was also a sort of an extra calendrical time of the year, a time outside of the normal calendar. And February was the time of year when souls would wander lost across the landscape and try and find where they needed to go, where they needed to be. And this year is a leap year. So you may wonder why they add an extra day onto February, which seemingly is in the middle of the year. But it wasn't back when they first started doing leap years under Julius Caesar, like 20 centuries ago. It was the last end time of the year, and it was an elastic time that they added a day to or took a day away from, as the case may be, to get the calendar to line up right. And then, boom, March 1st, the beginning of the Roman New Year. So I was given some concert tickets earlier. Let's see if I can find that paperwork. Let's see. I don't find it right here, but here's the trivia question. If you can tell me what year it is in the Roman calendar, and I'll give you a hint. It's MMDCCLXIX. It's MMDCCLXIX. XIX. That is that many years since the founding of the city of Rome. Ab urbe condita. Since the founding, since the beginning of the city of Rome. If you know how many years that is, MMDCCLXIX, give a call here, area code 808-826-7771. You've got it tuned in to KKCR, the station that loves you. Jonathan here and Out of the Box. Community call-in show. You want to call in, please do. Then the phone lines are open. Open, open, open.
I tremble
It's hard to be soft. It's tougher to be tender, but it's worth trying and it's worth making an effort. If you are alive, if your heart is beating, if you care about something, it's time to get involved. If you care about the Hawaiian culture, if you malama aina, if you love the land, if you care for it, if you respect the Hawaiian cultural traditions, if you have skill with a chainsaw, an opportunity for you to plug in is to contact Kaimi. He, every Sunday, he is leading brush clearing of the Po'oku Heiau. And if you want to get involved with that, you can give him a call at 808-278-8979. This is sending out the kahea, the call, to anyone listening who wants to go up there and help clear brush and debris and jungle away from the heiau. You meet every Sunday at 3:30 for pule, for prayer, to make sure that your head and heart and mind is clean before you go into the heiau, sacred place, and work to clear away the brush and the growth and the jungle. And then there's a potluck following. So that's I went and did that a couple weeks ago. Super fun, super super feel good thing to do. It's like, wow, you know. I felt it was so wonderful because I'm like, wow, I am making a difference. I am doing something good in the world. I am helping clear away. I'm helping bring sunlight back to the stones that maybe haven't seen the sun for decades or maybe longer. Helping to reinvigorate a sacred space here on Kauai. So if that's something that is interesting to you, you can give Kaimi a call at 278-8979 to give you directions on how to get there. It's up on the North Shore. I don't want to say exactly where, but pretty easy to get to, and a wonderful way to spend the afternoon with your family. You don't even have to know how to use a chainsaw. You can use loppers or pruners or clippers. There's lots of weeding to do, weed whacking. Fun for the whole family, especially if you like to do that kind of stuff. So that's Kaimi, and his number is 278-8979. Let's see. Phone lines are open here at area code 808-826-7771. I was talking a moment ago about the elections at KIUC for the board of directors. I got the number here. I think it's for Ann Barnes. Let me double check here. Yes, it is. Ann Barnes. It says all candidates who want to find out more information, or if you as a co-op member and owner, if you have any questions about the upcoming election, it's scheduled for March 12th. 2016, you have to get your ballots in by then. I think they're going to be sending the ballots out about 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time. And I know that Apollo Kauai is sponsoring an event. I'm not sure the date of that. I think perhaps I want to say February 17th, but my memory may not be serving correctly. If you are part of Apollo Kauai and you know what date the candidate forum is going to be, please call in to 808-826-7771. Be happy to put you right on the air and so you can share your mana'o. I'm pretty sure that KKCR is going to be broadcasting that. I'm very, very happy for KKCR to be stepping up and playing a role to help build community, to help create the backbone of a civil society on the island. I don't think anybody here at the station has a dog in the race. I don't think that I could say speak for myself. I don't particularly care who wins or who loses the KIUC election, but I do care passionately that people, if they want to, have a chance to get involved, get educated, find out what the issues are, and make decisions that they feel are the best for them. Even if you don't agree with me, I support you 100% to engage. So, and I think that's a pretty important principle. You know, if you want to be a member of a free and open society, it's responsible to support access of those who don't necessarily agree with you to the media. So, if you don't agree with anything that I just said, you are welcome to call in, and I will respectfully listen to you. And provide you an opportunity to speak directly to the community here on the island. These are the community airwaves. They belong to you. You are the you in community. And if you don't like the balance of what you hear on the station, change the station by joining the station, coming in here, volunteering, and helping make the radio that you think you'd like to hear. And that's certainly your opportunity. It's a very easy way to do it is to just call in 808-826-7771 and get your voice on the air. We got a caller calling in right now. Gonna put you right on. Go like that and like that and like that. Aloha caller. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, I just got a report there was an accident right by the Anahola store. It just had happened.
Can you say that again? Just the facts, yeah?
Yeah, I'm leaving Anahola. There was a two-car accident right by the Anahola store. The traffic's probably going to get blocked up.
Is that in both directions, yeah?
What?
Is it on one side of the street, or is it taking up the whole road?
Traffic can get by, so it'll keep moving, but it's going to slow everything down.
Okay. Are someone from KPD?
There's no police there yet or no ambulance yet. It just had happened.
Okay. I hope that everybody's okay. Have you called?
It looks like there's one person hurt, a youngster.
Okay.
But otherwise, I think it was just a big fender bender.
All right. So potentially not super serious.
Okay. Just to let you know.
All right. Well, appreciate that. Thank you very much. So if you're listening right now and you're driving along, ho, it's a beautiful day. Ho, the clouds are clear. You can see amazing parts of the landscape that maybe you hadn't seen before. But please drive safe. Please don't exceed the speed limit. Please leave a healthy amount of following distance between you and the car in front of you so that if they do something quick, you're not rubbernecking and looking at the beautiful mountains or the beautiful waves, but you've got your eyes on the prize in front of you and you can react appropriately. Prayers go out to whoever was in that fender bender just moments ago in Anahola. And if you are in the Ko'olau part of the island, the northeast corner of the island, anywhere between the east side and Kilauea, you should know that there's going to be slowdowns in that corridor. So please be respectful. Please drive safe. Please be patient. We'll all get through it. Got another caller calling in. And aloha, caller. You are on the air. Welcome to Kauai Community Radio. Thanks for calling in. Are you there, caller? Oops. How about now?
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
I was wondering, is there a funeral service for Glenn Fry on Kauai because he used to live there in Haena?
That's a really good question. I do not know the answer.
And then if you got time, could you play a Glenn Fry song?
I just played Hotel California. Did you have a particular one that you'd like to hear?
No, anyone, sir.
Okay, well, that narrows it down, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they only had like 16 albums.
Oh, okay, Desperado then.
All right, Desperado. I know I can find that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha. And let's see, you know, like that and like that. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Okay, just wanted to report an accident in Anahola in front of the general store Whalers. People might want to drive cautiously. There's just a head-on collision over there.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Yeah.
You're the second. You're the second person who's called in, and really want to thank you and everyone else out there listening who does the good deed and calls into the station and helps us spread the word. Yeah, I was
more than welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. How bad is traffic backing up right now?
It's not so badly backing up yet, but people are diverting through the parking lot and able to get around, but just want to exercise some caution. There was a pretty bad smack, and looks like luckily no fatalities, but people should probably use some caution is all.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's a blessing. I'm really, really glad to hear that. Thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha. So, just to reiterate, there was a recent accident in Anahola next to the general store, the Whalers General Store down by the post office in the little dip down there. So you can expect there will be backups. I'm not sure if the KPD is on the scene yet, but they probably will be soon and begin directing traffic. Please be patient. Please be gracious. Please be respectful to one another. We'll all get through it. It sounds like whoever was in the accident themselves wasn't too seriously injured, and I hope that that is the case. It's a beautiful world out there, but you got to keep your eyes on the road because sometimes people do funny things, and you don't want to become a statistic. So phone lines are open, 826-7771. That's area code 808 from no matter where in the U.S. of Wasmerica you may be listening from. I know we've got people in, oh my gosh, Scottsdale, St. Louis, Walla Walla, Clearwater, Florida. Oh my gosh. All these different places. Kilauea, that's great. Kailua Kona, Mill Valley, California, Madison, Wisconsin. Capistrano Beach. Oh, I love that name. That's a good one. Jasper still. Aloha, Georgia. This is Granite State, yeah? Even somebody from Texas and Clyde. That's fantastic. And then, of course, our listeners in Japan are already in tomorrow. So, konnichiwa. Konnichiwa. I'm going to see if I can get some more music here. I'll look for that Desperado. You got a tune to Kauai Community Radio, KKCR. This is some Bjork. And I don't know what happened to Bjork. She bumped in and then she bumped out. There we go. So I haven't had any callers call in and try and guess what year MMDCCLXIX is. You may recall a couple weeks ago on Shoots, they had a Roman numeral question. And the syntax is the if you get a number that's a bigger than the number that comes after it, then it's sort of like IX. That means 9. So that's a little bit of a clue. Yeah, how many years since the founding of the city of Rome? And we've got a caller. Hold on a moment. Aloha, caller. You're on the air. Can you hear me, caller? Oh, wait. There we go. There you go. Sorry. There you go.
Aloha. Hey, this is Alan. I heard you say a Roman numeral. Can you say it again?
You ready?
M-M.
You ready? You write this down. Anyone else listening here, write this down.
Yeah, I'll write it down.
All right.
Second. Got a pencil, Evan? Yes.
M-M.
Oh, I do. Hang on.
Okay, okay. All right. Everyone else out there, you also go rush and find a pen or a pencil or any kind of marking device for that matter.
Thank you.
All right, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, if you're ready, probably someone else is ready too. So here we go.
Okay.
The Roman numeral is, this is the number of years since the founding of the city of Rome. It is MMDCCLXIX.
Okay, that is.
You want me to read that again?
MMD. Or P?
No, D. D as in D, David.
D, okay. CCLX1X or XIX.
Yeah, LXIX.
Okay. That would be 2,000.
29. All right. The number, the Arabic numeral equivalent for MMDCCLXIX is
59. Darn it! No, I don't. I really don't know. I think I know M is 1,000, but I can't remember if D is. I can't remember what the prefix D stands for in Italian, but it would be in Roman.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, you've helped out.
Please help me out. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. So the contest is still open. I think there's concert tickets. There is an actual concert going on tonight.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I think it's, is it Medeski? Is that right?
Where and at what time?
You know, I'm going to have to see. That's my trivia question that I need to get the answer to.
That's excellent. What needs to be on the air anyway? And you'd be the person to tell.
Yeah, so, you know, together we can figure it all out. But it should be a good concert tonight. I need to find the paperwork.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Well, hey, thanks for taking my call. And I'm sorry if I tied up the lines, and I can't wait to hear what the number actually is.
Well, that's no worries.
Now, let me just say that I didn't use my phone. Is that actually are you supposed to do that, or is that that might make it not a game?
Oh no. Well, you know what? With today. Today, you know, who says what's cheating? If you get the answer.
Right, that's all I'm saying. You know, I mean, I didn't. Yeah.
So, all right, so that's a tip for the next caller.
There you go. There's a clue for me.
All right, aloha, caller.
Aloha. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. And aloha, caller. Are you on the line?
Hello.
Aloha.
You,
you are on the air. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on KKCR, the station that loves you.
Okay, I think it's 2,769.
You, sir, are correct. That's a big deal, you know, because like MMDCCLXIX, that's a mouthful, yeah? I mean, you know, it's kind of amazing that it takes like almost a sentence in Roman numerals to what you could do in Arabic numerals in like 4 characters. But yeah, you got the right answer. 2,769 years since the founding of the city of Rome. So you have won a free ticket to a concert that I can't tell you what it is yet. I'm going to put some music on and go talk to the staff and see if I can get the right answer. And but hold on the line, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. So in the meanwhile, here is Desperado by The Eagles.
There are stars in the southern sky.
Actually, this is a different song, but this is a good one, too.
Southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down to 7 bridges roll. Now I have loved you like a baby.
What time is it at, the concert?
Hey, there we go. This, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because there's a lot of buttons back here. You correctly guessed MMDCCLXIX was, in fact, 2,769, and you got a ticket to the Jim Messina concert, which is tonight at the Kauai Community College Performing Arts Center, and that's the doors open at 6:30, and the show is at 7:30. So congratulations that's really great. Can you walk us through how you were able to figure out what MMDCCLXIX meant?
Well, I'm going to have to be honest with you that I wasn't really sure what D was, but obviously if there's something between M and C, which are obviously 1,000 and 100, it had to be 500, so...
So you inferred that. You didn't actually know, but you...
L and X and 1, so...
How did you know what L stood for? Because that's a little uncommon as well.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I guess I was lucky on that one, too.
L for lucky. So, yeah, L equals 50. So, congratulations, Thor, and I hope you have a great time tonight.
All right, thank you.
All right, aloha.
Okay, aloha.
So, hey, you know, if you listen to KKCR, you can learn things. We are at the top of the hour, and so I'm going to do the top of the hour station business stuff. And some of it is this.
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anahola, K284AL, Haleiwa.
But wait, there's more. Let's see. We also say, hey, Hawaii Life Real Estate Brokers, that's so awesome that you're underwriting here at KKCR. Because of the regular financial contribution you make, we're happy to let people know that you are a proud supporter of KKCR. And so in accord, we do this.
Neil Norman and the Hawaii Life Brokerage Ohana proudly supports GMO-free Kauai, agricultural biodiversity, and sustainable farming practices, such as community gardens, food forests, seed saving, and beekeeping. Malama aina.
And so thank you so much, Hawaii Life Real Estate Brokers. Now people listening to the station know that you support community radio. If you're listening, you will also know that the Tahiti Nui is a proud supporter of Kauai Community Radio. They feel that investing in KKCR is an investment in the community, and they want to be a part of it. So thank you, Tahiti Nui.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
So thank you so much, Tahiti Nui. It's really great. We really appreciate the help that you give us, and we're happy to let you know, listener, that Tahiti Nui is a proud supporter of KKCR. But wait, there's more.
Kevin Bako, MD of Hawaii Compassionate Care, offers medical marijuana certification exams at his office in Kapa'a. Information and appointments available at 808-854-6335 or online at HawaiiCompassionateCare.com.
So mahalo nui aloha to Hawaii Compassionate Care. Thank you very, very much. And it's not just underwriters like these, folks. It's people just like you who care about community radio, and they care about the way that a community radio station can help build community in your community. When each and every one of us have access to the airwaves, when you or I or anyone can speak freely to the entire community all at once, it really changes the complexion of that community, and it allows everyone to have a voice. Lots of people who are wealthy or powerful, they don't care so much about free speech because they can buy it. But KKCR provides a platform to those who would otherwise not be able to communicate effectively. This is a free speech channel for you. And we've got someone who's been waiting patiently on the phone. We're going to bring you right up. And you can call in after them at area code 808-826-7771. Aloha, caller. You're on the air. Thanks so much for patiently standing by.
You betcha. Hi, Jonathan. This is Marge calling.
Hey.
And I was wondering, has anyone called in to say appreciation to Glenn Fry and the Eagles and how they completely saved the life of KKCR way back in 1995?
I invite you to be yet another person to do that, because several people have, and it's wonderful, and this is your opportunity to do exactly the same.
Okay. Well, I have what I consider to be the correct rendition of that story, because I was serving on the founding board back there then before 1995, but Janet Friend was a neighbor and good friend of Glenn Fry. in the Wainiha, Haena area for quite a while. And she approached him and asked if they could do, the Eagles could do a concert for KKCR, because at that time we needed over $30,000 to match a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to get the get enough money to get on air.
And what kind of stuff did you need that cold hard cash for?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what was needed in 1995, because that was 2 years before we went on air, but it's possible that part of that grant was going to go toward the actual equipment.
Yeah, I'm thinking it was like actual transmitter equipment.
Yeah, the nuts and bolts, basically.
Literally the nuts and bolts, some of the tower gear, the cables, the wire, the transmission,
all that stuff. And possibly, it might possibly have gone toward some of the mechanical stuff that had to be made there to make our studio out of that, what used to be a video company, a television company studio.
Yeah, and I think that the studio that I'm sitting in right now used to be a garage.
Yes, it was a two-car garage. And it all had to be enclosed, and it all had to be wired like you wouldn't believe. And we didn't even acquire the entire building until later. We only had part of that building. We had the part where the lobby is now and where the manager's office is now, plus the studio where you're broadcasting from. So anyway, by whatever means, Janet Friend, who was a friend with Glenn Frey, he agreed, and I guess he got permission from the Eagles. I don't know that part of it, but he agreed to do a concert. And then to make the contract viable, because I'm sure that there had to be a contract for this.
A handshake and a smile is not quite enough.
Yeah, exactly. So, thankfully, Richard Fernandez stepped in, and because he was coming to board meetings at that time.
Right, and he does the show still to this day. That's
absolutely
Sunset Jazz, yeah?
Yeah, and he's
a great
been
show.
On board since we first went on air, actually before that.
You know, he's such a cool guy.
He's a very, very good programmer. I really love his program on usually Monday nights, I believe. Yeah, I try to listen. Oh, he alternates with Cousin Rich, I think. So anyway, he stepped in, and I'm glad we had him there, because he knew all about the nuts and bolts of how to write a contract, et cetera, with the managers, the managing, body for the Eagles, because they were very, very popular at that time. So the upshot of it was that the Eagles donated $1.50 from every ticket they sold to KKCR. And I think it was a sold-out concert. I'm not exactly sure of those details, but Julie Kana'ali'i knows all of this, because she was the treasurer of the group before we went on air. And so she's very aware of all this, and I happened to run into her yesterday, and we reconfirmed our memories on this, because this is quite a while ago. Anyway,
I'll bet that was quite a conversation.
The Eagles donated over $30,000. It might have been up as close to $35,000. And that put us into the realm of matching the grant. And that's how we got on air, thanks to Glenn Frey and the Eagles and Janet Planet, our originator, or Janet Friend, however you want to call her, and Richard Fernandez. And I want to thank them both, and, of course, the Fries family and the Eagles.
Well, I think it really illustrates a point, and that is that no one person can do something like this by themselves, but when we all pitch in, when we all give what we can and do what we are able to, that's the way that you get a community radio station. I know that, you know, there were people, groups who were trying to get it together beforehand, kind of independently, to get to get a like an independent voice on the air. And then there were people from the music industry who had contacts to get a station up on the North Shore. And then there was the Hurricane Iniki, and another group was like, wow, we need, you know, for basic safety and communication, we need to get a radio station here. Well, when everybody got together, wow, that's a community.
Absolutely. And here we are now almost going to celebrate our 20th year on air next year in 2017, which I'm going to put out a call that we're working on a big birthday party celebration in the summer of 2017. And if anybody wants to help pull that together, we can certainly use your help. And there will be more information out about that very soon.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, I have a phone number for Mr. Donovan Kabibi, who I believe is leading up that effort, yeah?
That's right. Yeah.
So if you wanna join in, if you think it's time to engage, time to get involved, and you want to help plan a gigantic 20-year birthday party for KKCR, here's the number you should call, 808-634-6355. That's Donovan Kanani Kabibi. He's one of the proud members of the Kekahu Foundation, and he is coordinating that effort. If you give him a call and say, hey, Mr. Kabibi, I would love to help throw a big bash for KKCR, he will plug you right in. And his number again is 808-634-6355. But that's not the only way you can get involved, is it, Marge?
No, absolutely not. We have several committees that could use help. You don't need to be a member of the board of directors to serve on our committees. You just need to show up and put in your 4 cents worth at our meetings, which we completely appreciate. And Donovan is a programmer, yeah?
Yes, he is. He does the Songs of Sovereignty on Wednesday mornings, sharing that with Kaiulani Edens Huff. And I think that he's going to be submitting a proposal for our new show. So we'll see where that goes. The KKCR is always evolving, and you can too.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jonathan.
Well, before I let you go, because I'm not done with you yet, Marge, you spoke about committees that people could get involved in. Now, I don't know about if this is true for everybody, but for some people, the word committee is like they're allergic to it, and they think, oh, gosh, this is going to be long and boring. I'm going to have to sit there. I'll take lots of notes. Oh, my gosh. They're not always like that, are they?
No, absolutely not. Our current programming committee, which has been in various stages of existence for over 2 years now, and we've made a lot of – actually over 3 years now – we've made a lot of progress, and we just had a meeting at which you attended on Monday evening, and we got a lot taken care of through discussion. And that's what I like about committees, because it's important that we get as much information from as many people with opinions and hopefully strong opinions that they can argue their point. But they don't have to. They could just sit there and listen.
I like it better when we don't argue, if we just share our perspectives. That's my personal preference. But let me ask you.
Tomorrow we come to consensus.
Let me ask you, when is the next meeting? When is the next programming committee meeting?
Oh, we decided it was – let me wait. I got to count.
I'm counting on you, Marge. I know you can deliver.
On March 23.
March 23rd.
Sure. March 23.
Okay. Do you know what day of the week that is? It's a Wednesday. You're awesome.
No place has been found yet for that, but it will come. There will be a call out, PSA, on the radio station at least a week before and during the week prior to the meeting.
So for folks who don't necessarily know what the programming committee is or does, what do you understand the prime mission of the programming committee to be?
Well, to me, the goal was for most of us, because this came out of the strategic plan that was finalized in 2009 with a five-year goal to come up with a lot of solutions to what programmers, listeners, staff, volunteers were talking about before we wrote the strategic plan, which was another committee. It was wonderfully attended, passionately you know, with passionate, very good comments from all the committee members. And we worked hard. We worked sometimes once a week meetings if we had to, and we had homework, and we had a wonderful facilitator for that. Out of that came the idea that what we wanted to do was try to raise the bar for KKCR for a number of reasons. Some programmers felt that other programmers could be a little bit more conscientious with their programs and perhaps in some cases do a little more research, particularly on the talk shows when they have guests, invited guests to talk about a particular item, that they can do the research ahead of time and the guests are well researched, talking about facts about whatever the program title might be. And for music programmers, which we have more of, and they're all really wonderful, for them to...
They're all really wonderful, and yeah. some are even better.
Yeah, right. So we wanted to raise the bar for that for our listeners. And we also wanted to raise the bar because we were getting a lot of criticism from listeners that they just tune out because it's boring or the programmers don't know what they're talking about, you know, just general comments like that. So,
well, no one's ever accused me of being boring or not knowing what I'm talking about. But, you know, I always like to learn. And I always strive to improve the show. So if you have any feedback for me right now about how I could do a better version of this show, I would love to hear it.
Well, I don't have any comments for you, Jennifer. And I know you're on there every other week, and I really look forward to your programming because you're one hell of an Akamai guy. And you are able to engage people in conversation after what they are talking about or before what they're going to talk about. and so, you know, sometimes we all have to watch that out to not assume that we know what the caller really has on their mind.
I know what you mean.
I think, and you, and I hate to use this word, improved, but you have really taken into consideration however you can have a better program, and I personally appreciate that, as others have told me as well. But more importantly, about raising the bar, we are always below our membership drives, money-wise. This is very serious for a community radio station. We cannot stay on the air forever unless we reach our goals for our membership drive.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, but I don't, and this is just my personal opinion, I don't feel that it is the quality of the product that we're putting out over the airwaves. I feel it has much more to do with the level of how effectively we are marketing what it is we're doing. I think that, you know, there's 168 hours a week here, and over the course of the year, we have volunteers, 80, 90 volunteers coming in each week. We make like 5,000 hours of originally locally produced content, some of which is good, and a lot of which is astounding. And I think that we need to more effectively communicate what we're doing and to a broader audience. I don't know if I could make my show better. I'd be happy to learn how, but I do know that I don't market the show very effectively. I just come here and I do it. I don't promote it very well.
Well, believe it or not, that's one of the committees that we need more members on for KKCR, and that committee is the outreach committee. And that can take any form, but our goal in that committee is to get the word out that we are a fantastic community radio station. We can serve the needs of everybody on this island, all the nonprofit organizations, all the events that are happening for the entire community. I don't care whether they're music events or sports events like the one that was just held, the Makahiki Games.
Oh, yeah, I missed that.
Yeah.
I missed that because I didn't hear about it on KKCR.
Yeah, well, I hardly heard about it either, but I went to the one last year in Kapaa Town, and this one was over in Kaloa, and I just didn't want to drive that far. But,
oh, so far. Oh, that's like 25 miles, yeah?
50 people showed up. Mostly children, but the mayor showed up and did some of the games with the kids and other adults. It's open to all ages. It's totally free. And they're going to have the next one out on the west side, I think Waimea. But hopefully they'll do more publicity or you know, advance notice on KKCR next year and particularly get it out to the west side. So that's a wonderful event in the community. Completely by volunteers, mostly Julie and Coco Kana'ali'i, and they're both founders of our radio station and still involved in the community in a very dynamic way. And so you're right, it takes many people to pull us all together. But if anyone wants to serve on that committee, I'm sure they can contact who would they contact? I don't know the chairperson of that committee right now. But
outreach, I think that, again, that's Donovan Kabibi, I believe.
It might be. Yeah, I think you're right.
So, yeah.
So we need people that have the time to go out into the community and perhaps go to the meetings of nonprofit organizations and give a little plug about who we are and what they could do. They can either call on the phone and tell us about their nonprofit corporation and what plans they have for special events for our citizens here, or they can drive up to the North Shore to our studio and be live on air, and or try to appeal to people who would like to do a show as a programmer, that we don't have any show like that.
Well, you know, that you've reached a really great point, and that is there are lots and lots of opportunities here at the station for people to get involved, to plug in. But I don't know that we have done traditionally such a great job of saying, hey, these are some specific ways you can get involved, and really being not aggressive but very forward and open and clear about, like, hey, here are some possibilities for you to get involved. You spoke earlier about the programming committee, and I just want to reiterate that what you said was the next programming committee meeting is going to be on March 23rd, and that's a Wednesday. And if for folks who listen to the station, if you like the things you're hearing, but you want to hear more of a certain kind of thing, or if you wish there was a certain kind of show, like about night fishing, or people who hike in the backwoods, or a type of music show that you love that you never hear. Well, the programming committee is a way where you can come and work with other people and say, hey, how do we get this kind of a show on the air?
Yes, and the main way to get a show on the air is to volunteer to do it, because as you well know, volunteers in this community sort of are on lots of organizations as volunteers, and it's difficult. Because,
well, you need a warm body in the booth, or it ain't going to happen.
It takes quite a bit of preparation to do a show, as you well know. You can't just drive up and open the door and be on the mic immediately and not have done any preparation for your show. You got to be pretty Akamai about what you're talking about.
Or do you have the ability to fake it?
Yeah, or whatever. And be a good speaker, you know, kind of thing. And that we can help you with all that. You know, we have a wonderful volunteer coordinator, Dove, and he is fabulous since he's come back on board. He was gone for a while, but now he's back on board. And we all love him, and as we all love Dean, who is our station manager, and Laura, who is just such a big help in our office.
She's just the office assistant.
Well, just an office assistant.
Ask her. She'll tell you.
So,
she's really firm about it.
She keeps everything together up there so nicely, and I appreciate all our staff. Dean is our only full-time staff, and Laura and Dove are part-time. And then everybody else is volunteer, totally volunteer.
And how long have you been volunteering for KKCR?
Since 1989, yeah.
And you were about 15?
Yeah, right. Janet Planet was CrossFit chili fundraisers at Hanalei Beach in a tent, you know, to start raising money just so she could pay for copies to send out to people, you know, that we were starting.
Right.
You know,
well, it really takes a village to make a community radio station. And there are so many ways to volunteer and plug in. If you want to volunteer for the station, you can call the station during any time. You can leave a message. But folks are here in the daytime, normal business hours.
10 to 4
yeah.
on Monday through Friday.
Yeah, that's 826-7774. Or you can send Dove email directly. He's the volunteer coordinator. So that's VC for volunteer coordinator, vc@kkcr.org. If you want to help out elevating the level of the quality of the programming and assisting programmers to help make their show better, you know, like, for example, one way I know that this show could be better was if I had somebody in here who was like, hey, Jonathan, I love your show. I would love to answer the phones for you while you're trying to wrangle callers. I'd be, wow, thanks, because I only have six arms, and that really helps me out.
Yeah, excellent request. Okay, now so that other callers can get on to say their 4 cents worth, I'm going to bow out. And thank you, Jonathan.
All right, aloha.
And aloha.
Thanks for all you do. That's Marge Dente. She's been a long-time stalwart of the station, and she is inviting you to join the programming committee. If you feel that free speech and the ability for volunteers to come in and speak their mind and open up a forum for respectful dialogue and debate about issues locally or across the archipelago or around the world or even America, the volunteer, you can come to the programming committee and say, hey, you know what? This is a sacred thing that KKCR provides, and I absolutely want to help protect that. If there's a kind of music show that you would like to hear but you don't, you can request it, and then you can go out and try and find somebody to do that show, or that person could be you. So if you want to help raise the bar, as Marge was saying, of the programming at the station by either looking for kinds of shows that we could be doing that we haven't, or by if you have certain skill sets, by offering to help DJs or programmers like myself, if you can help me make this a better show, I would love for you to come into the studio and work with you to do that. Carl Imperato is the chair of the programming committee, and I think it's okay if I leave his number out. Guess I'm not entirely sure. So I'll give you my number, and that is 826, Jesus. That's the station number. My number is 808-212-7686. Again, my number is 212-7686. If you want to plug into the programming committee and help out, that would be dynamite. So at this moment, I'm going to go to a request that a caller made earlier for Desperado by the Eagles, and this is in celebration of you, Glenn Fry. Thanks so much for helping us get off the ground and into the air.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy? She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no young. Your
pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh freedom, well that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. Maybe raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you.
Let somebody love you.
You better let somebody love you before it's too late.
It's never too late to let somebody love you, especially not here at KKCR, the station that loves you. Big shout-outs to everybody listening on the islands and around the world. I heard a little bird whispered in my ear that that some folks in Indiana are tuning in, and I can see that's true here on the computer that says that folks are listening in from Clearwater, Florida, from Tokyo, Japan, from San Rafael, California, from Palmdale, from South Burlington, Vermont. Woo! Vermont in the house! Which leads me to my next opportunity for you to get involved. Time to plug in. Time to get something done. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the polls over the last couple of months, but I would say 100 days ago or so, when Bernie Sanders entered into the campaign for the presidential nomination, the Democratic presidential nominee, everybody thought, who is this guy with, like, the ruffled white hair from some teeny tiny state way up in the upper right-hand corner of nowhere? Hillary Clinton's going to be the candidate. She's inevitable. It's her turn. It's destiny. She's a Clinton. She can't possibly lose. Well, you know, a funny thing happened on the way to the debates, and Bernie Sanders has picked up tremendous amounts of support that people had no idea that would be the case. And as it turns out, whereas Bernie Sanders was once, I think, at 3% in the polls nationally, and Hillary Clinton was like at 70-something percent, he has systematically closed the gap. And you know what? They are now running neck and neck in Vermont. Actually, no, excuse me. Bernie Sanders is like 20 points up in Vermont over Hillary Clinton, and they're running neck and neck in Iowa. Iowa is suddenly up for grabs. So if you have a dog in that fight, if you think, hey, you know what, Bernie's a good guy, I gotta support him, or if you think, hey, Hillary's a woman, it's her turn, well then, here you go, you can plug in. It's time for you to get involved. If you want to help Bernie in these last weeks, because you know, the Iowa primary is going to be like first week of February, and you can't really do much about what happens in the rest of the country from Hawaii, because Hawaii is a blue state, and whoever the Democrat is going to be, Hawaii is going to vote for. That's just how it works. But if you want to help pick who that Democratic nominee is going to be, well, then you should volunteer right now for the Sanders campaign or for the Hillary Clinton campaign. So here's some contact info for you. If you think Bernie's your boy and you want to help him get past the Clinton juggernaut, then you can go to BernieSanders.com and click on volunteer. They will plug you in. They will have you in no time from the comfort of your own home, doorbelling through neighborhoods via the telephone and helping get people to the polls on the day coming up in like 2 weeks from now in February. If you feel that Hillary is your man, well, the same thing. You can go to HillaryClinton.com/volunteer and sign yourself up. You know, as they come down to the beginning of the actual primary seasons, whoever is able to get the edge and demonstrate that they have the momentum, it could really matter a lot, you know. So never doubt that one person or a small number of people can't have impact at the national level. You need to know where specifically to deploy your energies. And now is the time if you want to have impact in Iowa. Take, for example, the Koch brothers. Those guys are smart. They sat down, they said, okay, how can we influence national politics in the U.S.? All we need is a few $100 million and a network of people who feel like they do, and they're having a lot of impact. They're having a lot of impact, and you can too. So we got a caller calling in. Aloha, caller. Welcome to Out of the Box on KKCR, the station that loves you. Pouring nothing but love at you, caller. Okay, we're going to go to this caller. Aloha, caller. You're on the air. Thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, I'm just wondering if anybody heard anything about an accident or something, because Anahola is totally slowed in traffic.
You know, a couple of people called in about an hour ago to let us know that that accident had just occurred, and at that point, the KPD was not yet on the scene directing traffic. Are you there now, caller?
Yeah. I'm almost on Aliamanu, but not quite, so we've just been stopped for a while.
So the road is kind of tied up down in the bottom of the valley by general... by the Whalers General Store?
Yeah, but even before that.
Okay, and have they taken the cars off of the road yet? Is the KPD there?
I didn't even know there was an accident. I figured there had to be an accident because Anahola is not like this, but I'm not seeing anything. I did see an ambulance before in Kapa'a, but nothing here, so I'm just wondering if you guys heard anything.
Well, like I said, two callers called in about an hour ago, but perhaps I should have said it again so that people like you could hear. And for folks who are just listening now for the first time, there was an accident in Anahola about an hour ago. I believe it was not too serious of a fender bender. I heard that one person was injured, but hopefully not seriously. And you know, just be patient, just be calm. You're going to get where you need to go, but it may not be as fast as you thought it would be.
Right. Okay. Thank you. You have a great night.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Aloha.
Aloha. The phone lines are open, 826-7771. If you have any comments or questions about any of the things that we've been talking about, you should call in, area code 808-826-7771. And Dove, celebrity field marshal, no wait, Desperado Dove, is, I'm going to mic you up. There you go.
Desperado.
X-Man said I should call you that.
Oh, okay. We just had a caller. She said that they're alternating traffic right now in Anahola back and forth. There was an accident. She just drove by it, and it was pretty bad. But they have the cars off the road now, and they're alternating traffic and should be... hopefully moving through quicker because the cars are off the road now. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks for the calls.
Yeah, and you know what? You are the you in community radio. Together we can. You've probably heard that said before. And you know what? It's really nice that the KPD is on the scene helping, you know, monitor the situation and make sure that people take turns going across. And so, you know, big shout outs to KPD for helping protect and serve the community. It's really wonderful, which is why it's so disconcerting to hear, in the paper today about a recent, story here. Turns out, Officer of the Year, 2010 Officer of the Year Karen Kapua was recently charged with four counts of theft and money laundering, allegedly embezzling $75,000 of county funds from the county. Of course, she is innocent until proven guilty, so I'm certainly hoping that turns out that that's not the case, because it would be very unfortunate indeed if the 2010 Officer of the Year turned out to be a four-time embezzler and money launderer. Karen Kapua was a she was nominated for the 2011 Statewide Officer of the Year. She's a 20-year veteran, a lieutenant for the Narcotics Enforcement Unit in the Investigative Services Bureau. If she's convicted, she'll serve 10 years per charge, so that's up to 40 years in jail. That would be a real drag for everyone. So, and I know that not all cops are bad cops. So mahalo to all the good cops out there. And Karen, if you did it, that's terrible. But if you didn't, I'm glad that you're innocent until convicted beyond a reasonable doubt. So that's a little update there from the Garden Island. What else is going on? All right. Got more calls coming in. This is very exciting. I'm really pleased to be getting better at answering the phone. Welcome to KKCR, caller. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. You answered that really well, too. Speaking of the KPD doing a great job, there are a rash of burglaries going on, again, on our fair island, and a bunch of idiots are just... it's happening all over. I'm in Mobile Loft, for instance, and in the last 3 weeks, there's been, I don't even know, like 4 or 5, maybe 10, because people don't always call to report them because these snakes don't take everything. And so people kind of don't notice it until another couple of days. Some of the visitors that are getting robbed down in Mobile Loft aren't even noticing them until they're going through their bags and getting ready to go back to cold country, and they're realizing their clothes are gone and their stash money's gone and stuff like that. So I am asking everybody to stay vigilant and keeping an eye on things, and you know, let's become community again. It's happening all over the place, Lihue, Kilauea, Larson's Beach Road, everywhere. And people are choosing not to help KPD out by calling and making a report, and they encourage that. The cops that have been coming down have been so awesome, and they're like, they're stoked to take fingerprints. I was robbed 20 years ago, and they didn't even bring their kit. I had to
Got robbed, and then the cops came and fingerprinted you?
Oh, not me. They fingerprint dusted my house. I turned into the culprit. No, but, you know, they're really trying to catch these guys. They kind of know who it is, but if people don't report it, then they're not able to put the puzzle together. And it's not just one or two guys. It's a holly gal with a baby in the back, you know, I saw and I didn't realize, you know, stuff like that. And they're brazen. They pull right up. They go through your house. They lock the door behind them. They keep things tidy and clean.
Well, that's good. Right?
And then the getaway car, they text or call, and the getaway car is there in a minute. So there's things that people can watch out for, that car idling, you know, on the road and then taking off real quick. And we all need to come together and help all of us out, because I'm a local and I got robbed and or burglarized, and all the tourists around me are continuously getting burglarized. Now, I know that we need more cameras and more signs and more lights, but aside from that, these guys are so brazen that they – and there's drugs, so, you know, so it's, you know, I mean, drug addicts and stuff, but it's, when the dog barks, we need to go out and find out why our dogs are barking, not scream from the couch, shut up and stuff. They're out there doing their job. We need to do our job and go find out why our animals are barking, because these people are lurking, you know?
Well, I want to thank you for calling in and sharing that perspective. I know that rashes of petty crime are very frustrating. But I also know that when the economy is not working for everyone, people sometimes turn to desperate measures to try and figure out how to get by, and they don't always come up with the best solutions.
No, you know, that's what food stamps and help and stuff is for, a little bit, you know, and there's all kinds of help out there. And, you know, some of these speak. There are a lot, you know, there's just some bad, you know, kids and adults out there, and there's a lot of adults, because there's a ring in Lihue that, you know, the adults drive them around and drop off all these, you know, quote unquote, what I was told by people that are in the know, these Micronesian groups, and they go around, and the cops, they're frustrated because they arrest them and then they're out because they're minors.
Well, so, I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate what you're saying, but it's also, I also feel responsible to say that just because someone is young and Micronesian doesn't mean that you can, like, give them stink eye. Would you agree?
I did not say that.
I'm just saying the flip side is, hey,
right.
you can't just judge people from afar. But I want to thank you for calling in, and I want to ask you if you know what time it is.
I know what time it is. It's 5:44, and I'm sure you've got something to say. Wait a minute. I want to back up, though, here.
I wasn't accusing you of that.
Okay.
I wasn't accusing you of that.
I witnessed a holly girl with a baby in the back, you know, ripping off my neighbors, but I thought it was the neighbor and her friend. So I didn't, you know. So that
right,
was
right.
Boy, anyway. So anyway, it's all colors, all walks of life, and what the meaning of this call was is that I don't get robbed. You know, let's all come back to community again and clean it up.
Well, that sounds great. And a moment ago when I asked you if you knew what time it was, I was hoping that you might know that it's getting very close for dinner time.
So everybody hurry up and get home and lock your doors.
No.
Feed the hungry.
Exactly. Because, hey, what's for dinner? We all want to know. And that's our next segment. So thanks for calling in now. Appreciate that. And
thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You're awesome, caller. Mahalo. And who else is awesome is Nihi. I had no idea you were going to be in the studio today. That's fantastic.
Yeah, there was lots of traffic because there was an accident happened.
That's true. But I got some music here.
Oh.
Is this it? Oh, too much music maybe?
It's okay.
How about this? We'll go like that. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Jonathan.
You know what time it is?
What's for dinner?
It's time for What's for Dinner. Woohoo!
Yeah.
What's for Dinner is an awesome show with Nihi, Joe, Asquith, and myself engineering the board. What we try and do as quickly as possible is we give you the opportunity to call into the phone number
808-826-7771
and tell us
What's for dinner.
And our first caller here is Aloha Caller. You're on the air. Thanks for calling in. What are you having for dinner? Uh-oh. Can you hear us, caller? Oh, there we go. How about now?
Yellow Thai chicken curry.
Yellow Thai chicken curry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. One brown rice.
Brown rice.
Cucumber and carrot. It's kind of like namasu pickled kind of pickles on the side. Like a relish. Yum. But anyways, I wanted to tell the caller before you.
Yeah.
And you might want to share that. There's an organization online. It's called citizensagainstthievery.org.
Citizens. I'm going to write this down.
Against thievery.
Citizens.
Against slavery.org.
Yeah.
Against slavery?
It's thievery.
Oh,
thievery.
Oh!
Okay, or maybe it's thieves. Yeah. And they were active 2 years ago when we had all the break-ins and stuff in Hanalei.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually caught a couple of the culprits. And I went to court and saw it all.
Hmm.
So just make a mental note of that and pass that on, okay?
All right. Well, hey, you know what? If I come by your place and it smells good, I'm coming in because
hey,
I know what you got for dinner.
I'm coming in, though.
All righty. Aloha.
Aloha.
What do you think, Nihi? That sounds pretty good, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, phone lines are open again at
808-826-7771.
We want you to call in and tell us
what's
for
dinner.
Hey,
quit it.
I love that.
I just love this show.
I love the show, too. Hey, what are you having for dinner, Nihi?
Oh, we're having cream of luau soup, which is
cream of luau.
Yeah.
Is that like you take a whole luau and then you
cream it?
No, no. Okay.
No.
What is?
You have to like put some coconut milk.
Uh huh.
And you have to first pick the leaf.
Oh, okay.
And
luau.
Then,
okay.
Yeah. And then we cook it, and then we put coconut milk.
Sounds good. What else is in there? Is there like any meat or kalo?
It's just taro leaf.
Is it like beef stock or what's the stock for the soup?
It's just the leaves.
Huh.
And then we're having kale salad and fried kalo.
Oh, wow. Is it going to curly kale or dinosaur kale or what
kind? I'm not sure yet. Oh. Well, it might be curly kale.
Oh, I love that.
You want to come and try it?
Oh, you know, it sounds pretty good, but let's see what this next person is having for dinner, yeah?
Okay.
All right. Here they come.
Oh, my gosh.
So exciting. All right. Aloha, caller. You're on the air. What's cooking at your place?
Green chili cheeseburgers.
Oh, wow. I've never even heard of that.
Oh, my God.
Green chili cheeseburger?
Yep. Something we used to have back home in New Mexico.
How do you make that?
It's just you take the green chilies and you roast them, and then you chop them up and put them on your burger.
Hmm.
That sounds really good.
It does sound. It sounds really simple, too.
Oh, yeah, for
so
sure.
So simple, even I could do it.
We're picking up the rest of this stuff, and we're headed home for dinner.
Oh yay, dinner.
That's awesome. I love dinner.
Hey.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
All right. Thank you. All right, Nihi, you know what that means. The phone lines are open again.
Again?
Again. So that means someone else can call in.
Yay!
826-7771. Yeah, call us in and share us one of your favorite recipes, or especially what you're having for dinner. What do you think sounds the best so far?
The first one.
Yeah, I thought that the chili, green chili hamburger, that sounds pretty good, too. A cheeseburger. Oh, we forgot to ask what kind of cheese.
Shucks.
I like cheddar.
Hey.
You like cheddar?
Yep.
Yeah? You like American cheese?
American cheese, what?
It's not really cheese. I don't know why they call it that. It like comes all wrapped up in plastic. It's all squishy. It doesn't really melt right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. We got another person calling in here.
Another one?
Another one.
Really?
You want to welcome them to the air?
Sure. What's for dinner?
Cool.
We're having...
Hello. Oh.
Ask him, Nihi.
What are you having for dinner?
Well, I'm having stir-fry, but the cats are getting Fancy Feast Chopped Grill Fest Classic.
Oh, Fancy Feast.
Fancy Feast. And speaking of what's for dinner, there's an event on Monday that I'd like to invite community to attend. And it's going to be kind of maybe interesting. It's a movie. It's at the college, KCC. It's going to be in the cafeteria.
Okay.
I think the movie starts at 4:30, and it's called Farmland.
Farmland. Oh, hey, that's where dinner comes from.
Oh, I can't come.
You know, I thought it was kind of apropos to kind of bring it up and mention that. So that's what's on dinner on Monday.
So that's Monday. Farmland. What date is that? Monday.
I want to say it's the 25th.
You want to, but is it?
I got to move my hand to figure that one out. But
I can't come.
Monday, right after Sunday.
Okay.
And
what time?
One of the featured farmers in that story. So the movie Farmland is a contemporary story. It's a documentary of some sort of farmers and multi-generational farmers from all over the continental areas of farming, but pretty much, you know, Dodge Ram truck kind farmers.
Okay. So they're
Margaret
growing.
Is
they're
one
growing
of the oddballs in that, if you will. Margaret is a. Her name is Margaret Shaw. She's from One Woman Farm.
Oh.
Yeah, and she's an organic farmer.
Okay.
So this is kind of an interesting, unique event for Kauai. There's an organic farmer being featured at the college who's hosting this. It's sponsored by Syngenta.
Wow.
It's about farmland. So that's the movie.
Wow. So what? That's Monday the 25th. What time?
At 4:30.
4:30.
And about 5:30.
Oh.
Margaret is going to be available for... story and answer questions, so it could be kind of a good discussion about the future of food.
All right, well, I wonder what Margaret's having for dinner tonight.
I wonder.
I can't come because I have a market.
Oh, that's true. You have the Kealia market.
Get your hot, Lolo.
There we go. So enjoy dinner and maybe see you on Monday. And I might have Margaret on next Thursday's show. She might be calling in. She's going to be on island for the week, and she's going to be speaking to a variety of farming groups and farming stakeholders, as well as students interested in farming.
Well, that sounds
a cool thing.
That sounds awesome. I love farms because that's where food is grown.
And lively conversation with Marge. Appreciated that, Jonathan, and the good show. And And thanks for asking what's for dinner. Going to have stir fry.
Thank you.
All right. Aloha. Aloha. Gosh, so phone lines are open, yeah?
Another one?
Another one. That's because people keep calling in to
808-826-7771.
That's right. And they call us up and they tell us what they are having for dinner.
Oh, my God.
So, let's see. I'm cooking something up on February 3rd. And that is the future of KKCR. KKCR, as you may have heard earlier in the show, is about 17, 18 years old now.
Holy.
Yeah, that's pretty old, huh? Yeah, almost old enough to vote, KKCR is. And but, you know, once KKCR was just a little dream in somebody's eye, yeah?
Yeah.
Didn't know what it was going to be. And people from all over the island came together and said, well, I can help do this and I can help do that. And what the station turned into is what the station is. But what is the station going to be in the future? We don't know because it's going to evolve, yeah?
Dubs!
Yeah, well, and that's the name of Dove's show. That's one of the reasons why I love Dove's show, because after we do all this talking, he just talks about, he didn't even talk about, he just does evolution of music. But if you want to help the station evolve and grow, there's a lot of things that we could be doing, like, for example, doing live recordings of community events or debates for the upcoming KIUC election or the county council elections or the mayor elections or the, you know, there's a lot of ideas and dreams that people have for KKCR, but we need you. The you and community to step forward and help make us happen. So if you are interested and curious about how KKCR is going to evolve in the future and what you can do to help make it happen, then mark your calendar for February 3rd at 6 o'clock. It's a Wednesday evening at the Kapa'a Library. We're going to get together and we're going to dream up how KKCR is going to look in 5, 6, 10 years, because it's only by us sharing our dreams and visions and then working with each other to make it happen. That's the only way it happens. Like what's for dinner at your house tonight, Nihi?
Yeah.
What is?
Oh, cream of luau soup.
Yeah.
Kale salad and fried taro.
Uh-huh. Now, is it going to make itself?
My mom's cooking it.
See, exactly. So she had the idea, right? And then she's like, oh, I'm going to make this. And then she had to get the necessary ingredients, yeah?
Yeah.
And, you know, who helped? Somebody helped probably do that, yeah?
My dad.
Yeah, see, so you need a team. Everyone contributes. You have your dream. You have your vision. You have the necessary ingredients. People come together. Boom, you got something delicious. And that's exactly how the radio station works. So we got a couple minutes left in the show before it's time to evolve with Dove.
At 6.
At 6, that's right. And then after 6, at 8 o'clock comes...
Slim!
That's right, Slim with a mystery train.
Oh, my God. I want him to play Paula Fuga.
You want him to play Paula Fuga every week.
Get your hot loud.
And then after that, it's the Commodore with Loco Moco.
Loco Moco show.
It's a whole evening of amazing live produced radio, which you can't find that everywhere else in the world. Kauai, we are very blessed that we have a community radio station where real people such as Nihi are willing to come to the station and help make radio for your ears, delicious food for your ears.
What's for dinner?
That's right. So we got a couple minutes left. The phone lines are open. What's that number?
808-826-7771.
Call us up right now. You can be the last person to tell us what or
dinner.
It's never not funny. Here we go again. So I'm going to put the theme music on for folks. There it is.
Who is this?
This is Aaron Copland.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a composition of his called Hoedown. And it's just kind of like exciting, like, oh, my God, what's for dinner?
Hey.
It's like a mystery, but you know you're excited because it smells so dang good.
Yeah.
Nobody calling in. I wonder what I'm having for dinner tonight.
Oh, you can have what I'm having.
Oh, I could, you know, but maybe if Joanna or Roland or Lisa.
Oh, who's Roland?
Oh, Roland. He's one of the amazing chefs that lives in my house.
Oh, with Moku?
With Moku and Wiki and Kea. We all eat so good because every single person in the house is a foodie. You know what's a foodie?
It's a person who eats food a lot.
Who loves food. It's a person who loves food. So We got one more caller here. Aloha, caller. You're the last caller for What's for Dinner for Today. What are you cooking up?
Salad, and for dinner we're going to the concert.
You're going to a concert? So you're going to eat music for dinner?
Absolutely.
Wow, what are you going to see?
We already have our big salad.
A big salad?
Mm-hmm.
Ask him what's in the salad, Nihi.
What's in the salad?
Oh, I think we lost you, caller. Well, that's okay. There'll be time to call in next time.
My mom said she'll call in.
Well, you know what? I think that we ought to wrap this show up because I'm hungry.
Speaking of that, you can come over.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, that's awesome because what you're cooking for dinner sounds really delicious.
And my mom said you can come in.
Your mom says it's okay?
Yep.
All right, awesome. Well, I'll stop by your place for first dinner.
Okay.
And then I hope there'll be some leftovers at my place for second dinner because I love second dinner.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to wrap this up now.
Can I take off my headphones?
You can. Because we're going to wrap up this What's for Dinner show, and we're going to turn the studio over to Dove.
Sorry I was so late.
Oh, no worries. You got here exactly on time.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm positive.
But I thought we started at like 5:30.
No, we start exactly when you walk in the door.
Okay.
So I want to play this because it got some a little bit of a station business here to do.
Hi, Dove.
KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
And we not only listen to you, we invite you to participate in the nuts and bolts, the actual guts of how the station digests our mission. So check this out.
The quarterly meeting of the Kekahu Foundation Board of Directors will be Wednesday, January 27th, 6 p.m. at the Kapaa Neighborhood Center. The public is invited to attend, and for more information, call Steve at 652-3706.
So that's going to be this coming Wednesday. And tell you what, I'll play it again because if you want to come, you can. Everyone is welcome. It's a way for you to begin to figure out how things work at the station and how you actually can plug in and get involved. There's a lot of people who are very enthusiastic and passionate and have put a great deal of energy into trying to make KKCR thrive, and you can too. So if you miss it the first time, get a pencil, get a piece of paper. No, not that number. No, it's a different number. But, hey, you know what? If you miss it, you can call into the station, 826-7774.
Oh.
But here's the message again, and you can get Steve's number. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The quarterly meeting of the Kekahu Foundation Board of Directors will be Wednesday, January 27th, 6 p.m. at the Kapaa Neighborhood Center. The public is invited to attend, and for more information, call Steve at 652-3706.